Let the midnight special shine light on me. Let the midnight special shine ever loving light on me.
After midnight in the Midwest, and you know what time that is, or maybe you don't know what time that is. That means it's time for Rants, Rock, and Reggae with me, Natasha Devine. A little bit of forewarning. I'm, as I said, in the Midwest, of course, and there is a very large storm, it seems, in the background. And if there you know, if you hear some thunder and stuff, it's not, I'm not trying to do dramatic sound effects for my speech or anything. It's just an actual storm. So I don't even know if that'll pick up in the background, but it's hella loud to me. So there you go. All right. It is Wednesday night, beginning of Thursday. Beware the Ides of March. The 15th will be the Ides of March. Maybe something epic of Caesarean proportions will happen. Probably not. I just want to take a little time. Well, first of all, I want to say condolences to the families of all of the hostages, of course. But Ite Chen is an American citizen, and they found that they had kidnapped him and murdered him. Or maybe they murdered him first and kidnapped the body. These people are sick. We don't know exactly what happened. But I've heard absolutely nothing from the Biden administration about an American citizen being killed by a terrorist group. And that should pretty much show you Joe Biden's opinion of Jews right there. I mean, a fucking American citizen was killed, kidnapped, and killed. No public statement. Meanwhile, he says that he doesn't even like Netanyahu. He calls Netanyahu all kinds of different names, but then he acts like out of his other side of his mouth that he supports Israel and Hamas must be stopped. But, you know, he's trying to be everything for everybody. And he believes that the Muslim vote is much larger than it is. And he's a fool. So that's, you know, that's his strategy right there, his fool strategy, basically. There's also been a bunch of this hullabaloo about this bullshit at the Oscars with the red hands in the minds of most Jews, Zionists, and Israelis, symbolizing the Jewish blood that was on the hands of the Palestinian terrorists who had literally ripped Jews apart limb from limb, like tore their fucking guts out. And he puts his hands up like, you know, yeah, I killed a Jew, to the window of the crowd outside. Maybe to these monkeys in Hollywood, it means something else to them. It means, like, you have blood on your hands from genocide, which, of course, there's no genocide, but they don't know what words mean. Doesn't matter. What words mean is completely irrelevant. I could just say that a salad is a fucking cheeseburger, or a cheeseburger is a salad, and maybe it just identifies as that today. Words don't mean anything. So why am I in here using a bunch of words? Because they actually do still mean things to smart people. They just don't mean anything to stupid people anymore. Unfortunately, a lot of people choose to allow themselves to be stupid. You know, when we talk about people being stupid, and I complain about people being stupid, I've had people say, like, oh, well, you're an elitist, and, you know, because I called somebody a retard before, they thought that I meant, like, you know, mentally disabled people, like with Down syndrome and stuff like that. But, and, you know, I'm Gen X and I'm from Chicago. If you called an actual mentally handicapped person, like a person with Down syndrome, a retard, you were getting your ass stomped. They're not the same fucking thing. A retard is somebody who is slow to catch up. They don't fucking keep up with what's going on. Retard, it literally means slow. It doesn't mean Down syndrome. So whoever is taking this thing like the R word is a slur for people with Down syndrome, you're the fucking asshole. You're the asshole. You're the one that's saying that retard means people with Down syndrome, because it doesn't. Retard means fucking people like assholes that go out and wave a Palestine flag, hold up a fucking thing with red hands on it without knowing what the fuck they're talking about, shouting things like globalized intifada. And when you ask them, what does intifada mean? Like Palestine, right? They don't even fucking know what the fuck they're talking about. That's a retard, guys. Okay. A retard is not a person that has a genetic disorder that makes them look different or have, you know, disorders or something like that. Okay. Stop that. Just fucking stop that shit. Okay. Liberals are retards. People with Down syndrome are not retards. Wanted to just get that out of the way. But these, you know, retards in Hollywood, in their little symbolism and the things, the little trends. And this guy, apparently he was, you know, in a movie about the Holocaust, and, you know, the Holocaust Museum helped him to do the movie and all this stuff. And he goes up and says, I refute my Jewishness and Israel and all this stuff. So first off, I want to clarify that, although, yeah, the guy's obviously trash, piece of shit, whatever, most people are quoting him wrong. He's not ending the sentence at, I refute my Jewishness. He is a bad speaker with bad timing, and he let some applause come up in between, and that became the soundbite. But the full sentence that the guy actually said, this Glazer guy, who I'd never heard of before this incident, and of course I didn't watch the Oscars, I just seen these clips online afterwards, but he said, we stand here as three men who refute their Jewishness and the Holocaust being used, whatever, this way to promote a genocide or whatever the exact wording was. But he was saying he refutes Jewishness and the Holocaust being used in the way that he perceives it as being used. He wasn't saying that he refutes being Jewish, although I might refute him being Jewish based on his viewpoint and his statements. It is important that we remain accurate on our side, even if we're saying that, you know, even if the guy is full piece of shit, I want to say what the piece of shit actually said rather than put some words in the piece of shit's mouth. So he didn't refute his Jewishness, guys. He refuted Jewishness and the Holocaust being invoked when we're talking about Israel. That being said, who watches fucking movies anymore? For fuck's sake. I have been spending 3 fucking days for a modern good movie to watch recently, and I haven't found it because they all look retarded because they're written by retards. And the majority of fucking media nowadays is such liberal garbage, such bullshit propaganda. They're just pushing a narrative on you. You have to go back into like the 70s and early 80s to watch something that was actually just made to be a film, that made for the purpose of entertaining the people, telling a story, and the visual art of it, right? I haven't seen anything decent come out of Hollywood in at least probably 20 years. And this is including like films for kids, films for adults. It's all stupid. It's all got some sort of fucking bullshit messaging. And on top of that, what it really comes down to is they're just not fucking entertaining. This shit is not well written. There's no concept. Everything is a rewrite of some other fucking thing from years ago. Like, do I need to see Blade Runner again? What was wrong with the first fucking Blade Runner? Blade Runner, the new one, the rebooted one. This is who cares? Well, let's write a fucking movie about Barbie. It's a doll. If I want to fucking see Barbie, I'll go to fucking the store and buy one. Or I'll go to, you know, Barbie's website and order one or whatever. Nobody wants to see live action people act like fucking Barbie. What's wrong with you? And anybody who does want to see that is seeing it for the novelty of, like, why did all these other people go to see this shit? Or else they're completely vapid morons. All right? They're retards. And then Oppenheimer. And people were making this a thing where they would go to see Oppenheimer and Barbie at the same time. And they called it Barbenheimer. That was fucking weird enough to me. Like, why would you go see a movie about a doll made into real life and then a real life historical story into a dramatic retelling? I don't know what kind of, like, drug that is. That, like, maybe they're taking something that they get real high during Barbie and then Oppenheimer's the come down or something. But it's fucked up to me. It seems crazy. You're like, talk about fucking World War and then Barbie in the same day. It's crazy. And then the huge rash in the last 20, 30 years even of just fucking comic book movies. I liked comic books when I was younger. The glut of comic book films has made me have a disdain for comic books. Honestly. They ruined the ideas of the characters. They recast everybody as black or Asian or gay, female, whatever. They just, you know, they have all this, like, artistic license with something that was already somebody else's art. How you have an artistic license with somebody else's art? Just reproduce the shit. If you're going to. Or better yet, God forbid Hollywood come up with something fucking original and write something. And they had all their writers go on strike last year. On strike for... They've been on strike for 30 years, apparently. They haven't written any fucking thing good. You know? So... The media is, I mean, as you probably know, I mean, the mainstream media is garbage. I haven't owned television in probably 20 years, except for one that we found for free that we used for video games for a while, and then it broke. But, yeah, I don't see any purpose or television other than playing a video game, really, at this point. Maybe watching an old movie. Now, if somebody wants to come out with a new film and it's good, and it looks like something creative or original or something that's not trying to shove some fucking rewriting of history down my throat, or, you know, lesbians or Ukraine or transgender, what the fuck ever, you know, trend is the thing, then okay, maybe I'll check it out, but I don't foresee that happening. But you have to think of the type of people that are going to be in this Operation Mockingbird media for a job. To get far in it in the modern world, you can't be right wing or conservative or even really a populist. You have to be part of their plutocratic liberal viewpoint, as we've seen with certain actors who've come out as being either Christian or conservative or something, and they don't get as much work anymore. Or they end up doing, you know, working for, like, Legend Films or some of these smaller groups doing, like, Christian movies. And they're not doing mainstream Hollywood stuff anymore. Now, that, on some people's cases, may be an ethical choice. Like, I don't want to work with Hollywood anymore. But it's my understanding, especially with one of the guys who was against abortion, specifically that they told him, well, essentially, you won't really work in this town again. You're not going to work in this industry. And that's the same way that they do it in the music world. In the music scene, industry, whatever, you would think that music is supposed to unite people, you know, especially music when you try to have like populist message, like, hey, everybody, you know, we should all be together, people united, all that type of stuff. You would think that, that would be like peacemaking, like unifying everybody from whatever side can kind of get together. But it's become quite the opposite. You know, in my case, you know, obviously I'm not saying like I'm like the greatest virtuoso musician of all time, or that, you know, my songs are better than every song that's ever been written or any crap like that. But when you see some really, really terrible crap getting booked, promoted, pushed, just because of the identity or the liberal politics expressed by a person, it's pretty clear what's going on. And, you know, fake Dan Bongino created conservative hits like, you know, Oliver Anthony and that Jason Aldean song, those were both pushed by Dan Bongino to act like there was some other side of the industry or something. You know, don't forget, he's a former underling of Obama. But that doesn't really exist. See, that's AstroTurf. They try to make it seem like, yeah, the conservatives, we got some buying power in the music market. As I discussed yesterday, buying power doesn't really matter to them because they already have money. And they've been taking our money for so many years that all of these rich people in government, they're sitting on money. So when they're trying to sell something to you, it's for extra money, you know? And it's not effective to say, oh, well, we won't buy your Bud Light. Okay, so what? Bud Light sales tank. Did that stop the transgender movement from pushing forward? Did that boycott do anything? No, it really didn't. Now, that's from a political perspective. I understand ethical boycotts just based on, hey, I don't want to fucking support this company. I don't want to send my money to this woke shit. I don't want them to, I don't feel comfortable having it on my soul that I'm perpetuating. And that is a perfectly reasonable reason and way to do a boycott. But if you're expecting it to have political impact, think again. That's all I'm saying. It's fine and completely understandable and respectable to boycott things to be clear of conscience. I do that all the time. I would never, you know, to keep your own personal ethics. And I'm gonna go a little bit deeper into that in a moment. But when we're talking about like people, let's reframe this. Let's say that woke wasn't the thing. Let's say that everybody liked salt. And if you were like, well, you know, I don't really like putting salt in my food. It's not, I don't really think it's that healthy. And they just were all like, well, sorry here, guy. If you don't accept salt, you're just basically like a fucking Nazi. And what he was like, well, you know, but I like pepper. You know, can I still be included? You know, like, think about how silly it sounds if you change it to be about something else. You see what I'm saying? The media, they have all of these government backing, you know, and the Operation Mockingbird stuff. And if you don't know what that is, please do research it. It's true. It's the mainstream media is a mockingbird parroting, repeating what the messaging from the government. Okay. But everybody keeps thinking that, well, not everybody, but a lot of people keep saying, yeah, we're going to stop them with these boycotts and stuff. And it's like, the ethical concern for your own heart is the only thing that boycott will affect, really. They're not out there just for the money. Well, let me rephrase that. They are out there for money, but they're not just out there for your money because they don't care about you. You're not the one who has promised them riches if they behave a certain way. You're just a problem for them, frankly. You're just another force in the world that is working against the mockingbird, and they have no concern for you, and they would steamroll over you in a second if they can. Like, I was performing at a series. They had an open mic series, and it was supposed to be, the purpose of this was to be that it was not just a regular open mic where everybody just comes and gets drunk and anybody can play music and howl at the moon till midnight or whatever. It was supposed to be where you showcase your songs at these different clubs. They were supposed to be for the purpose of getting booking, like you're playing at places where the talent buyers are watching, right? And I did a few shows, like a few weeks, they did them every week, and I did a few of these with this thing called the listening room in Peoria, and it was run by this girl named Sarah from a group called Sarah in the Underground. And she acted like we were cool. The way that I originally found my way into this group was from a right-wing Republican activist friend of mine, who was actually, she's a lesbian, but she was right-wing. And she was like a volunteer for the local GOP, and she would like organize different things. She was definitely more conservative, socially conservative on most things than the average person. And maybe I would consider her more square conservative, like, you know, normie conservative Christian style than me, for sure. And throughout whatever difficulties that this young lady had in her life, she ended up committing suicide, sadly. Apparently she had been abused and some other bad things were going on in her life that she was keeping pretty quiet. She was pretty good at keeping it quiet. So we knew that, like, you know, obviously all gay people have issues with family, depression, and things like that. For the most part. So we kind of figured, yeah, there's a little bit of that. You're in the Midwest, being queer or whatever. It's probably a little bit of a different experience for a lot of people or whatever. In any case, the young lady killed herself. Okay. So this woman who ran this event series it was kind of weird timing because I had just gone there to meet up with my right-wing friend because she said that she was going to perform at this thing and she thought it would be great for me. She's like, I think you can use this and you get shows around here, whatever. So like she was the connect, and I started going there, you know, in a sense with her. I didn't go there with her, but I would meet up there, you know, meet her up there. And the woman who was doing the events was trying to be friends was friends with her as well. And when the young lady unfortunately took her own life, I rode with the girl who's been on the events to the funeral. It was out in the sticks. It was like out in the country in areas I had never had been. Definitely very few colored people out where we were driving. I definitely stuck out with different skin tone and different bunch of tattoos and style of dress, everything. And I was dressed fairly conservatively. I was wearing, you know, like an ankle leg dress, but, you know, I wear black and kind of militant looking stuff. So I kind of thought, like, this girl, we spent a lot of time talking in the car on the way because it was, like I said, it was way out there. And I had explained to her, you know, yeah, I have a lot of people, most of whom, you know, don't like Jews or whatever, that accuse me of things that I'm, you know, that I haven't done, that I'm not, you know, that talk shit on the internet. And I've had, you know, people threaten me, things like that, you know, stalkers, blah, 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 blah. And she was talking about all of this came up because the girl who had killed herself had also been like, having issues online as well as in her personal life. So we started talking about, you know, dealing with bad people online and stuff like that. So I talked about some of my experiences. I said that, you know, this group of people had doxed me before and put up a bunch of lies on the internet, yeah. So I thought she kind of understood. So I started going to her other event the following week, which my late friend had also been a member of, which was the Peoria Women's Music Collective, or Peoria Music Women's Collective. I don't remember which fucking order the words are in. But, and it was just like, I mean, essentially, a coffee/wine chat group where they would just meet up and talk about their experiences as women in the music scene, talk about their upcoming events, new songs they had. Sometimes women would complain about, you know, this guy harassed me, or, you know, whatever, different types of just regular shit, you know. I went to that like twice and I took a photo with them. So some homosexual white man decided to approach these people, in particular the Sarah that was putting on these listening room events, and let her know that I am an evil Zionist, racist, fascist, apparently a transphobe. Obviously, they couldn't pin homophobe on me because I was, you know, I met her through a lesbian. But pretty much anything that they could think of. And so I get this book of a message right before the chick blocks me on Facebook, talking about some of the people in our community are just simply not comfortable with your presence. And I feel that if we continue to have you at our events, that it might harm our community or some shit like that. I posted the screenshot of the message on the Facebook at the time, but it's so fucking ridiculous because, like I just told you, I had already warned this bitch that people lie about me. I already warned this bitch that most of the people who lie about me hate Jews. Turns out this homosexual white man who plays part-time in a band called the Easy Riders, and his buddy who's in the same band, who's like a fat ginger who may or may not be gay, I wasn't clear on that. They're militant atheists. They're militantly against religion, and they support Palestine, which is only in the modern 2020 would you have people who are militantly atheists supporting a fucking would-be theocracy, terrorist theocracy, authoritarian terrorist theocracy, where they themselves would be killed just for their gay identity. Just like that, I was disinvited from this whole series, which was supposed to be a thing to make money in the end, you know. And they thought, oh, well, here, we'll share the Antifa docs page, which looks like a fucking article from The Onion. It's so ridiculous. It calls me a fascist, a Nazi, a Zionist, transphobic. It calls me every different thing. First of all, fascist and Nazi are not the same thing. So you can't really be both. And you especially can't be either one of those things plus Zionist. So they're highly confused on what words even meant, but they had, you know, I'm sure you guys have seen the article if you're not familiar with it. I believe I have tweeted it before, but it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And it's a bunch of conjecture. We're pretty sure that we will soon uncover that Natasha is connected to Combat 18, which is a white supremacist group that would fucking stab me in my fucking neck before letting me into one of their parties. But yeah, they're sure that they will discover this eventually, of course, on this blog that was now 3 years or 4 years old. Never had an update when they supposedly found this information they were searching for, because it doesn't fucking exist. Obviously, I don't roll with fucking retarded white supremacists, just like I don't roll with fucking retarded communists. Okay. But they were using that and the fact that I had a photo where I did the okay sign. This, for retards out there, is not actually a white power symbol. This is not me, white power. That was a troll from 4chan to get people to believe that three fingers was a W and your fingers in a circle was a P. This is called the circle game. When you do this, people look at it and you catch them looking at it, you get to punch them. It's also called the ring game, finger ring, whatever. But this right here, that means okay. I've always been using that for many, many years before idiot liberals thought that okay meant white power. But the fact that that's what they use to essentially try to destroy my income in the local music scene, this shows you what kind of fucking dastardly people that will reach for anything to try and destroy the Jew. They didn't want to destroy me because I didn't approve of trans kids. Otherwise, I'm friendly with gay people, but you know, chopping off your kids' junk is not cool. It's child abuse, all right? I have no problem with adults chopping off or sewing on or injecting or doing whatever they want with their bodies. You know, you want to look like a cat person, go right the fuck ahead. But don't let your kid turn themselves into a fucking cat person, okay? They don't know what the fuck they're doing yet. So, because I have that attitude, you know, they want to try and draw on the deepest traumas of the Jewish people, which is the Holocaust and Hitler, and try to call me Hitler or a Nazi, or they try to invoke that because they know they believe anyway. For me, this is not necessarily the case, but for other people who, you know, are a little bit softer, a little bit, you know, more sensitive, when you call a Jew a Nazi, a Hitler, you're bringing up trauma. You're bringing up generational trauma, and you're trying to trigger that person, and you're trying to hurt them as a Jew. You're not trying to hurt them just like say, oh, you're a fucking piece of shit, you stink. You know, you're not trying to insult them and their personal persona. You're trying to associate them with something that fucking killed their families. You're being like the biggest asshole you could be. So when you see that, you know that this person, not only are they a very hateful person that loves to gaslight, but when you see people who accept that and they say, well, yeah, that person's right and stuff, you have to immediately get away from them. You have to immediately say, all right, look, I know the guy over there who's talking shit to me, hates me, and he's a bad guy, right? But if there's anybody around me who thinks that that's acceptable, they're also a bad guy, and they need to go the fuck away, like, immediately. So, you know, clean out your closets, folks. If you have people around you who accept this type of behavior from the other people, they're not your friends either. But yeah, they try to gaslight people. Same thing when they have somebody that's on the right that is black, they'll call them a white supremacist because they're trying to dredge up trauma and hurt people deep in their souls. And I feel bad for a lot of these people because a lot of these people get affected by this shit, like, for real. I don't have a whole bunch of feelings, really. So I intellectualize this stuff. I think about, like, well, what's wrong with these people? And you know, I think about, obviously, you know, the mental problems and that they have and everything. But I think a lot of people, they do that type of shit too, and they do get traumatized. Like, they want to stop what they're doing. They cancel their whatever they're doing because they feel that these people are going to hate on them and all this stuff. And it's like, look, no matter what you do in this world, some asshole is going to hate it and they're going to be shitty about it. But you can't just stop what you're doing for that, because that's not life. You know, life, number one, is taking risks. Okay. But then you also have to balance that risk with reward, right? And when you're talking about that type of situation where somebody intentionally tries to hurt you, to traumatize you, and then, in a sense, you don't fight back, you're not doing either. You know, you're not taking a risk and you're not getting any reward. You're just not doing anything. So take the risk, get the reward. But basically all of this was coming down to the idea that the Operation Mockingbird is a real thing, that there will be people who fall into the Mockingbird trap and actually do it. Because the idea, what is a Mockingbird? Mockingbird is you make sound and he says the sound back. And he says it and he keeps repeating it. They keep making a repeated sound, you know? And so the media making the repeated sounds that the government wants them to make is actually influencing people who don't know that they're being part of this operation. And they go forward with it like it's organic, you know? And they go, well, this is what the people are into now, and there's a change going on, and there's a great reset, and the culture is this, and it's the current year, it's 2021, it's 2022, it's 2023, it's 2024. Now we no longer do this or that. We no longer say that or this. You know, it's all a bunch of gaslight bullshit to try and get you to change. Just be who the fuck you are. If you want to change, go ahead and change. But I'm saying never be coerced by anyone, but especially anyone with any connection to the media. Never be coerced by these forces into doing something that you normally wouldn't do. And that's what they try to get you to do. They try and force you into situations where you have decisions that you wouldn't otherwise normally make. And as they say, that's how they get you, right? Because now, you know, I mean, it goes from everything, from the bullshit with the masks, to the stuff with the vaccine mandates, now to with this Palestine stuff, with the protests in the streets and the, you know, boycotting every Jewish business they could find. And, you know, it's all the government influencing people, and then people stupidly accepting that influence. It's going, oh, yeah. Y'all got any more of that government influence? You know, like they just love it and drink it up like they're thirsty and it's water, you know? So I guess my point here tonight is to remind people to, you know, think for yourself. And even if it seems like all of these people are into whatever, you know, chopping off their junk or blowing up the Jews or whatever it is, be yourself, make your own decisions, and make your heart feel clean. Don't expect that these forces are going to be smashed by your disrespect for them. But however, you as an individual will be freed of their yoke. You will be let go and say, you know, I don't have to listen to any of this shit. I'm going to second guess everything that I see on television. I'm going to second guess, or if you watch television or the news on the internet, whatever. But, you know, question everything. Even people on your own side. Like, what did I say about Candace Owens back in 2016 and 17. This is a snake. She says she's right wing. She's not. She's claiming all this bullshit. And then when they went on the social media thing and she mentioned Hitler before, I knew right there. I said, this is it. This is the moment. She's gonna go into this Hitler shit. She's stupid. And she thinks that, like, come on. The first thing people think of when they say nationalism is Hitler. What kind of people? What kind of people, Candace? Think of Hitler first when you think of a nation. The fuck is wrong with you, bitch? What the fuck is wrong with you? I was telling people that bitch was on fucking political crack years ago. And it didn't matter that she was supposed to be on my side. I'm going to call fucking people out when they're bullshit. Just like, back to the topic that I mentioned I was going to go deeper into, doing things to clean your heart and for your personal ethics. There's a lot of controversy about this. Candace Owens talking all this shit against the Jews and still being on Daily Wire with Ben Shapiro. Now, somebody was complaining online that I saw that, well, Rabbi Shmuley Boti shouldn't be calling out Ben Shapiro publicly. This looks bad for the Jews. No, it looks bad for the Jews to be cucks. I'll side with kvetching over cucking any fucking day. Any fucking day. Okay? I don't care if there's going to be 80 million goys that say, look at the Jews fighting. They're fighting. Ha 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 ha. All right. But what are we fighting over? We're fighting over something that's important, which is standing up for yourself and your people, which Ben Shapiro is not doing. So what if he maybe doesn't have the power to fire Candace Owens? So what? Leave. Quit. Say it's me or her. He was there first. He built that fucking company. They want to lose him and all of his everything for her and her Hitler bullshit. Then we would know how that company is, and we should know as the public if we want to fucking be cool with the company who said this is cool. I mean, obviously, most of us are not going to be cool with the Daily Wire anymore because they have this bitch on there anyway. But the fact that Ben Shapiro is supposed to be a Zionist Orthodox Jew, and he's, yeah, so what, he spoke and made a couple tweets against her? Quit the fucking job. Start your own thing. Tucker Carlson had the balls to go and start his own thing, just be on Twitter by himself, but Ben Shapiro doesn't? This is supposed to be the people that were forged and born in fire? The Lord's chosen people to fucking spread his message around the world. You're not spreading his message if you are cucking and letting someone talk badly about the Jews and you're standing for it. Just saying something in a tweet about it is not fucking good enough. All right? It's not good enough. I worked at a job before where I had somebody that was talking Palestine shit after we were closed and cleaning up at a restaurant. And I told the boss, I said, you know, I don't want to listen to this type of stuff. And, you know, I'm not going to say anything back to him about his ethnic group, but he's, you know, essentially talking bad about my entire ethnic group, you know. And they didn't view it that way. They viewed it as it was his political speech and it wasn't an ethnic thing. Or ethno-religious thing, whatever. And I said, well, it's me or him. You know, they said, well, it was after hours, you know, and blah, 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 blah. So I quit. Ethics over money always. I mean, yeah, maybe that's a big part of why I'm broke, but I'd rather be poor and clean than rich with dirty hands and a dirty soul. So you make your own choices on these type of things, don't you? So when you have people go out and lie about the Jews or a specific Jew, whatever, because they hate religion or they hate God or they hate Judaism and specifically whatever, don't fucking reward these bitches. It's fucking after October 7th, war. It is fucking war on these motherfuckers. Don't let these fucking people talk shit to you anymore. Don't be like, well, you know, he's welcome to his opinion about the Jews and blah, blah, blah. Fuck him. Fuck his opinion. War. Good night.